frankly, it was a player safety issue. The decision was made. I give the committee and everybody involved a lot of credit for making the right decision. So it just wasn't. The field wasn't where it needed to be.
Mike, how soon after you got here were you aware of the situation, and how quickly do you think were you happy with how quickly it was handled? It seemed like that discussion.
Definitely. I mean, once again, obviously a lot of conversation, and at the end of the day, you have to make a decision, and the decision was made for player safety. So, I mean, it's not how you got there or why you got there. That was the right decision, and like I said, I give David Baker a lot of credit for doing the right thing.
Mike, is it fair to say, though, it was a consensus between you and the Colts? I saw you out there talking to the Colts people for quite a while as well.
Definitely. I mean, it was player safety issue. I mean, we did the right thing in line with player safety. It's disappointing for the team to come down there and play. Very disappointing for our fans. Just incredible to see the green and gold. I mean, everybody was there last night. I thought the ceremony last night and was special. Our fans are unbelievable. I was here a couple of years ago. I know they've done some renovations since then, but I've never seen so many people at this event, and it says a lot about our special fans.
Mike, we know this was an extra preseason game for you this year. Does it affect your plan, your preparations, the way you have things mapped out?
You have to adjust. Frankly, I think we all know that, but really just with the unusual flow to training camp, we still have installation. Practice number 8 that we'll hit Tuesday night, and then we'll shift gears into Cleveland. Then once we get past Cleveland, we'll be in more into an in-season schedule. So it'll be a minor adjustment, but we'll just go with it.
Two more, please.
Hey, Mike, what was it about the field that was unsafe? Was it too hard?
I'm not going to get into the specifics, and frankly, that's not my expertise. So it was a player safety concern when we walked out here, and once again, I thought the Hall of Fame, committee, and particularly David Baker, did the right thing.
I guess Aaron said on ESPN that Jordy might practice this week. Is there an update there?
I don't have any updates. George Jordy's back in Green Bay with a group of players that did not make the trip, so we'll evaluate that when we get back.
Thank you.
Oh, no, we'll do one more. I didn't like that last question.
Thanks, Mike. You want to get your money's worth for your trip?
Yeah, absolutely. You guys, I'm just trying to please the microphone.
You won't change anything tomorrow, right? You'll still keep your day off.
No, you'll get your golf game in. Can we get another real question?
What did you think of last night?
Last night was awesome. I mean, what did you think? I thought it was incredible. I really enjoyed everybody's talk, especially I thought Kevin Green was awesome, and I thought Brett did a phenomenal job. So it was a great evening. I know the contingents, group, the Packer Brigade that was on the bus that came down, and there was about 30 of us. It was something that you always remember.